On today's podcast episode, we're talking about some big AI video news out of Amazon, and then also a really helpful tool to help you get into content creation with AI. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so actually the latest thing that we're sharing, the tool we're going to talk about today, we've had several people on our AI Hustle School community recommend it. So we're going to do an episode that kind of covers and talks about it. And for those that don't know, our AI Hustle School community is a place where Jamie and I every single week record an exclusive piece of content, whether we're covering different tools, a different workflow. This week, we actually did one on video where Jamie went through the exact workflow he used to create an AI-generated video. The voiceover was AI-generated. All the different tools and workflows he used that he actually ended up presenting this thing to a board meeting where they loved the video. So video is a massive part of whatever project you're working on in whatever business. And so that's just one of dozens of other videos that we record every single week walking through different things. So it's an amazing community. Everyone's talking about their different projects they're working on, ideas to grow your business, to become an AI consultant, all the different AI side hustles that Jamie and I are doing, and essentially just the content we can't really post publicly. We post it all in here for $19 a month. If you get it for $19 a month, you can lock in this price before the price raises. There's over 200 members. And yeah, we would love to have you as a member of this community. It's a fantastic place. So getting into the episode today, what I wanted to talk about is, before we talk about this tool Jamie mentioned, I wanted to talk about a really interesting piece of AI news in relation to video. And that is, Amazon is doing generative AI recaps for all of the videos on Prime. I guess a use case I could start off with is, like, obviously, a lot of times when you want to know about a TV show, you're going to go and, you know, Google around what some of the major plot points are, or like what it's about. And you end up, you know, you want to know what a TV show is about. And you end up seeing, like, people talk about it on Reddit, and they're revealing what the plot is. They're giving spoilers, and it's kind of annoying. So Amazon has announced that they're going to launch something called X-Ray Recaps, which is essentially just AI that's going to just create a really concise summary of the entire season, or a single episode, and even parts of an episode. So they have this, they have like an image here showing kind of like a demo of it. And you can see, like, an episode is, you know, I don't know, like 25% of the way into an episode. And you can review exactly what's happened so far into that episode. And it's not going to give you any spoilers, which is really cool that they have that. Like, don't give any spoilers that are going to spoil what happens overall, but, like, basically what happened. This could be useful, I imagine. Like, sometimes my wife is like, she's like, "Hey, I just started, like, a TV show. I'm like 20 minutes in. You want to watch it with me?" And I'm like, "Oh, you're like, you're already into it. Like, what happened?" And then she's like, sits there, trying to, like, explain everything. I think you get more points probably faster using one of these recap tools. It's not going to give any spoilers. You get an overview of kind of what's happening. So I think that's really cool. So two use cases is, if you're just trying to search about the show, or if you want to get kind of caught up to what's going on. Anyways, really cool tools happening with AI and video. The next thing we want to talk about is an actual tool that a lot of people have recommended in AI and video. Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about BigVoo?
Yeah, so I had not heard of this tool until two people in our school community posted about it, but this looks really impressive at first glance. Anyways, it is a basic content creation powerhouse with all kinds of amazing AI tools that normally you'd have to, like, combine. So, like, you know, get your teleprompter app and then maybe AI contact, eye contact, you know, fixing, or the word trimming, like Descript. This is basically like a bunch of those combined into one. So a few different things you can do with it. Like I said, has AI eye contact fix, which Jaden, I know you used to, he had like an NVIDIA plugin that I don't think you use it anymore, but it was like the eye contact thing. So, like, you could be reading an article while we're doing our podcast, but your eyes would be locked ahead. This is that same thing, except no NVIDIA chip needed, I don't think, anyways.
Yeah, so this is a great point. I spent thousands of dollars to build this super beefy supercomputer with a really gnarly GPU and tons of other powerful stuff, which all had to be NVIDIA, so I could use the NVIDIA Broadcast Studio. And the main feature I wanted out of that was the ability to do eye contact, like, while I was talking. So essentially, I could be reading off my computer, but it looks like I'm looking straight into the camera. Now, it was a really cool feature. It actually ended up not working as well as I wanted. And I eventually just kind of stopped using it and just would kind of memorize or still just read off my computer and look up at the camera when I needed to. And so I don't know, it, or just, I'd try to get my camera to be just barely right above my computer screen, so it looked pretty similar. I'd have lots of different tricks. In my studio, I have a big TV monitor that I put behind the camera. None of them work perfect like a teleprompter, but like they're okay. This is, and then essentially I eventually realized that there's software that you can use after the fact, and it is way better, because essentially what happens with the NVIDIA one or some of those other ones, until we get better, faster tools, the problem that you're going to run into with all of those is that they have to be live processing stuff on your computer, and it can essentially buffer, and you can run out of the bandwidth on your computer while you're recording a video, which typically takes a lot of power, especially if you're sharing your screen and stuff. So overall, I think that some of this post-processing stuff is probably the better option when you use something like an eye contact fixer. Yeah. You see that they have like kind of a demo, if you're watching this on Spotify or YouTube, where she's kind of looking off to the side at her notes, and it makes it look like she's looking directly at the camera. So that's a great feature. So many great features that they offer. Yeah, this is a really cool tool. I haven't tried it out, but
it also has, you have the teleprompter. So like I think the big thing with when it comes to making content for people is they're afraid to talk to the camera. It's definitely an acquired skill or something you have to kind of get over. This gives you a teleprompter, so you don't even have to like look away from your phone. The words just pop right up on the screen. Then you can do the word trim, which essentially you could cut out ums, or if you didn't like what you said, you can cut it out. It'll generate scripts for you. I mean, really, oh, you can even do AI avatar. So you can make an avatar of yourself, which is absolutely crazy. So it kind of seems like they're trying to like combine all these tools together. It says 10 million happy video makers. I don't know. I'm surprised I haven't heard of this tool yet, honestly. I'd love to, if you guys, well, I guess if you could message us, maybe in the school community, if you're a part of it, if you're using this, do you like it? Because it seems pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is really cool. The AI avatar, like famously, is something that HeyGen's famous for, and now they are rolling this out. Face filters, you know, most social media sites are doing that. AI script writer using ChatGPT for that. The automatic captions uses something like the Captions app, which uses AI to do that, or something like Opus. The AI contact fixer, you know, they're taking that from NVIDIA. They have the social scheduler, which they're taking from like Hootsuite or Later or Buffer or those companies. And then subtitle auto fixer, where they can auto fix and make sure that the subtitles, like, because essentially it's going to transcribe it and then make subtitles, but sometimes it like mishears a word. And so they have AI actually go through those transcripts and using AI be like, oh, does this make sense? Or were they probably saying something different? So I think all of these tools are really cool because there's a whole bunch of companies and they combine them all into one and they're all very useful. So if you're doing content creation, seems like a fantastic tool. We're going to keep bringing up all of the latest AI tools for you in video and audio, but we really do think that 2025 is going to be the year of AI and video. So you'll probably hear us making more and more of these podcasts around some of the tools that we see here, because we think this is going to be a massive part of the coming wave in AI. Overall, a really fascinating tool that both of us are quite excited about. We'll keep you up to date on all of them. If you are interested in making money online using tools like this for videos or other things, we would love to have you as part of the AI Hustle School community. We'll leave a link in the description to check that out. And an incredible community, like I mentioned, of over 200 people. So thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review, we'd really appreciate it. We'll try to keep making these fantastic tool overviews for you. And we hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.